Raising Cubs, July 4th at Wrigley. Former Cubs farmhand Chris Archer getting the start. Pick it up, top four. It's Archer facing John Lester.
And the guy makes contact.
Ground ball base hit, his first career hit into right center field. A run is going to score. The throw by Happ way over the head of the catcher. It bounces away. Runners advance to second and third. Still nobody out. Here's the 0-2. Ground ball off the leg of Lester. It goes into right center. Two more runs are going to score. And ending up at second will be Steven Souza Jr. And the 2-2. Mostella swings and misses. Strike three. A breaking ball got him. Two outs, two on. The 1-2 pitch. Jay swings and fouls it. Nope, he swung and missed. Dropped by Ramos, who throws to first to end the inning. And the payoff pitch. Rizzo lines one. Base hit. Right center field. Almora around third. He will score. Jay goes to third. It's 6-4. Now the 1-1 to Hayward. He hits one in the air. Shallow left. Coming in, Dickerson. Routine play. Ball game over.
So Colum A and the Rays survive. 6-5 the final. 22nd save of the season for Alex Colum A. Archer gets the win. That's his 7th of the year. Tim Beckham, 2 hits, including a homer. Jason Hayward went 1-for-4 with an RBI in his first game back in the lineup since June 18th. Here's Cubs skipper Joe Maddon after the loss.
Yeah, we did so many things good, had some great at-bats, and I really believe the hits are there. They're going to come in those situations. That last inning, good at-bat after good at-bat, continually get guys on base. That's been our MO all season long, seeing a lot of pitches. But we still haven't been consistent with the RBI hit, but I really believe that's forthcoming. Otherwise, you know, the inning, they hit a couple balls off John, and then they beat our bunt defense. That's the first time that's happened all year. But, I mean, it was just awkward. You know, the bunt by Souza, John get hit twice, two strike, Butcher Boy worked. So, otherwise, I thought we played pretty well.
You know, you've known those guys, but you've been away for 2.5 years. You're kind of surprised with that Archer play, where they, you know, square pullback.
No, not at all. No, we were... That's that. Everybody does that. He just – it's hard to execute it, though. I mean, that – it's much more difficult to do that than to bunt the ball. So you got to give him credit.
Was Archer same as the
stuff was good. His stuff was good, and he really dialed it up when he had. He had 116 pitches. Well, I was surprised by the number, but maintained his stuff the entire time. The fastball was still good. The slider was still good. He pitched really well. Oh yeah, it was good. It was really entertaining game. You saw the fans were there to the very last drop. Good game. Like I said, you take one inning away, but you can't. But I thought we came out with really good energy today. I thought, you know, getting on top. Then Beckham hits the home run and kind of flipped it, obviously, a little bit. And again, John being used as a pincushion, that was just one of those days. The ball hit him, and that led to a lot of the unfortunate moments. But I thought it was a high energy game. I really enjoyed it.
About just in general seeing some of your old coaches, your old players?
It was very nice. I got out there early enough to talk to them before I had to get all my work done. We had good conversation. They're a great bunch of guys. There's a lot of humor on that side, and I got my giggles in.
It was the 6th inning where you got the first guys on, and then Archer just struck the guys out. That's kind of what an ace is supposed to do.
Right, Russell, pinch hitter Tommy, and then eventually John Jay. He did. Like I said, he dialed it up when he had to. That's the 6th inning. He was like probably running low on fuel at that time, but he did. He made good pitches. He made really good pitches. And his slider, when he's throwing it properly, is very difficult for anybody to hit.
John Lester went 5 innings, gave up 6 runs off 9 hits as he dropped to 5-5 on the season. Here's the southpaw on his performance.
I mean, it was all innings. Anytime you got base runners on just about every inning, it never is really a good recipe for success. So, long inning after long inning never really set us up for anything positive.
Was there something specific that wasn't working for you today?
I really don't know. I felt like I had decent stuff. What was it? 8 out of the 9 hits were ground balls through the infield. So maybe bad luck, maybe bad pitches. I don't know. Really even the home run I didn't think was terrible. Thought it was the right pitch at the right time. So mean, I'll take eight hits. We're on the ground. I'll take that. You know, I'll take my chances on that. So, two kind of bad luck plays. I got one that handcuffs me. The other one I just didn't really see. Just ends up knocking it down and not going to anybody. So, I mean, there's two right there. But yeah, I mean, like I said, eight balls on the ground. I'll take my chances with that. No, hit me in the glove. I didn't really see it. Just kind of reacted late. Wish I wouldn't even touched it. It looked like where Zoe was going, it would have been right to him. So, unfortunately, I glanced it, and the guy gets a double out of it. You know, like I said, I don't know if bad luck or what, but, you know, eight balls, like I said, on the ground is something that I'll take my chances with. And obviously today it just didn't go my way. Yeah, I mean, our lineup was pretty normal today, so that was good. You know, getting guys back, so that's always positive. You know, you get a guy like Kyle back, that's obviously another guy a team, you know, the teams have to worry about. So hopefully he comes back feeling good and ready to go, and you know, can kind of pick up a little bit of the slack that we've been throwing out there lately. So. Yeah, I mean, anytime you get that, it's always good. Just seems like we can't really get going. You know, it seems like we had a great game yesterday or 2 days ago, and, you know, turning that performance today. So just we need to kind of get going in the positive direction. It starts with us, and hopefully Kyle's a guy that can come back and, you know, we got a couple more games before the break, but, you know, when he comes back, hopefully he can kind of stabilize that for us a little bit and get us going the right direction.
The Cubs will look to split this two-game series on Wednesday when they send John Lackey to the Hill.